As a business owner, do you ever wonder what makes you choose the same restaurant time and time again, or why you're loyal to a particular brand, even when there are endless options out there? What are the secrets of building lasting customer loyalty, getting into the heart of what keeps businesses thriving, and winning over customer hearts, keeping them coming back for more? Today, we're talking all about it.
I'm Peachy Williams, the Brand Voice Builder. As a business owner, I understand that building a brand doesn't happen overnight. It's all about positioning yourself to build, brand, and grow. If you're an entrepreneur or one in the making, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. Today, we're all about customer love. How to make people so happy with what you do that they just can't stay away. Whether you're rocking a startup or you're the go-to pro in your field, getting the lowdown on customer loyalty is key to keeping that success rolling, right? What's the deal with customer loyalty? And how do we understand it? It's not just about getting folks to hit the buy button again. It's about creating that vibe that makes them trust you and shout your name from the rooftops. Why do loyal customers want to do that? This is where you develop those ride or dies. These are the people that spend more money, they bring people, and they are not lured away by the next shiny thing. This is the heartbeat of your business, the loyalty loop, the magic cycle. You're supposed to draw them in, make their day, keep them happy, and they'll stick around. If you get the loop right, you will never have to worry again. So let's dive a little deeper into why that trust and vibe matters so much. Now, when a customer feels like you get them, especially emotionally, they're not just buying a product or service, they're buying into an experience. They're buying into a community. It's that feeling of being understood and valued that turns them into advocates for your brand. Now, how do you actually start this process? It starts when they discover you and every interaction that you tailor to not just meet but exceed their expectations. The loyalty loop is not a one-time journey. It's an ongoing relationship. And this is where customer feedback fuels your growth and innovation. Now, there are some building blocks of customer loyalty you can't ignore. One is killer customer service. This is your chance to knock their socks off with service so good they'll remember it long after they left. And they'll keep talking about it too. And you also need to make it personal. Customize what you offer and how you're going to speak to your audience to fit exactly what they want. You also need to have consistent brand vibes. No matter how your audience connects with you, whether it's online, in store, through support calls, you need to make sure everything is always top notch. You need to make sure everything is consistent and steady. Customers like props for their support, so this is where loyalty programs come in, or those special treats or coupons that make your customers feel like VIPs. When you have killer customer service, that's gold, because it isn't just about solving problems, it's about doing it in a way that leaves a lasting impression. Think about empowering your team to go the extra mile, whether it's through a surprise upgrade or a thank you note. And when you get to personalization, it's the key to making each customer feel like the hero of their own story. Remember, consistency in your brand means they know what to expect and they'll love you for it every single time. Those props for their support, don't look at them as just rewards. This is your way of saying, I see you and I appreciate you.
Ready to stay tapped into the Color Me Brand family? Join our mailing list where you'll get all the info on the podcast, newsletters, and more. Join at bit.ly/colormail today.
Now, you need to think about upping your game, when it comes to customer loyalty, right? I want you to always be on the lookout for what customers are saying and show them that their words mean something. That means you need to always be on your A game. You're going to build real bonds with them. Go beyond the sale. Send them friendly emails, hang out on social media, or even invite them over when you're having an event. They will show. Next, you want to have the element of surprise, because sometimes it's those unexpected thank you notes or the little extras that can really make someone's day. Listening is definitely an art, especially in today's noisy environment, and everybody's on their tech. Once you tune in or learn how to tune into your customers' needs and desires, you're gathering those insights that are invaluable, and those insights can also propel your business forward. But it doesn't stop at just listening. You need to act on that feedback, because that's where the magic happens. Building real bonds means showing up where they are, whether it's in their inbox with a message that makes them smile, or on their favorite social media platform with content that they can relate to. Do not underestimate the power of a well-timed surprise, because it's those surprise moments that can turn a regular customer into a lifelong fan. Now, you need to think about the data that you use, and you need to get smart with it, because that helps you with the personal touches. Use the intel you've got on your customers, their likes, their buys, and everything else that you've gathered to make their experiences with you feel like it's just for them. In today's data-driven world, you have to get personal, because it becomes more than just a buzzword. It's definitely a necessity. Now, getting smart with data doesn't mean creepy. You don't need to know all their business. But it does mean leveraging those insights to enhance the customer journey. Now you can recommend products that they'll love to remember their birthday. It's about using the data to add value, but you don't want to invade their privacy. When you learn how to do this right, being personal can transform an ordinary interaction into an extraordinary one. Finally, you want to stay tight with the customers, especially online. When you handle things fast and in the open, you can turn someone who's disgruntled into a fan for life. Now, we are connected through so many devices on the World Wide Web. So how you handle things online can make or break your relationship with customers, because people are watching. Transparency is key. You should address issues head on, be sincere in your apologies, and offer solutions that demonstrate how much you value their satisfaction. Because believe it or not, it's these moments of vulnerability that can strengthen bonds with your customers, because you're showing them that behind the brand is a team of people committed to making things right. Having loyal customers is like having a rock-solid foundation for your business. You should think about pouring your heart and soul into building relationships with people. And that doesn't mean that they'll keep coming back, but it actually turns them into people who believe in what you do. Think of your loyal customers as the cornerstone of your success, because all the effort you put into understanding, engaging, and surprising them pays off, not just in repeat business, but in turning them into ambassadors for your brand. That's something you can't pay for. Word of mouth, recommendations is something you cannot pay for. And in a world where there are so many choices, having a loyal community is the ultimate competitive edge. Take time to invest in those relationships, cherish them, and watch as they become the lifeline of your business. Don't forget to like and subscribe on the platforms you're listening on, if you like the content, and share this with anyone you feel needs this message. You can also sign up for the newsletter, notifying you when the next episode drops. Until next time, keep creating, keep building, keep thriving, and watch your brand grow.